Welcome to Totally Unrelated, guys. It's just me today. Jay has had some tragedies in his life this week, and he's dealing with those, some people he knew. I don't know the whole story yet, so I don't want to say anything about it, but apparently a couple people have passed away that were close to him. Tried to get him for a cast today, and he is on his way to a funeral. So all prayers and support, put him on a prayer list, and keep him in your thoughts. But I'm here in Iowa with you guys, those of you listening right now. I'm trying something new, not the solo cast. You know, I do these from time to time, but I'm using the actual app, the Podbean app, to record this podcast. You noticed last week there was no music. This week there's no music. I lost my laptop to the screen, just started flickering and died. So I shut it off. I'm going to try. It's happened to me once before where the laptop just stopped working. I let it sit for about 3 months and turned it back on, and it was fine. I'm going to try that again. But I'm not holding out much hope. It seemed pretty serious the way it was flickering. So I haven't been able to edit these on the road the way that I like to with the music at the beginning and the end. But I don't think that that's making or breaking the episode. And I would rather put one out every week without fail, at least one. So Friday's sort of the deadline, and it was getting very close to the deadline. Last week I had totaled my phone, and I apologize for the sound quality of last week's episode. I know I was we did a voice with call in with Jay straight into my phone, but I was in the middle of nowhere, so I was roaming, and the phone itself was a piece of crap. So I don't know. I listened to it, but it sounded okay with headphones, but I imagine if you were trying to listen in a car or something, it might have been less than stellar. But thank you, guys. The downloads are up. Please share and tell your friends. And I'm promoting the cast heavy here in Iowa. We had a show on Wednesday, show on Thursday, and it's Friday now. And really great crowds. I had this couple in the front row last night who I met the last time I was here. And I didn't, I mean, I recognized them. I was like, I know you guys, but I don't know what the protocol is for that in the middle of a show. You know, do I stop? I felt like if I stopped and addressed it, like, how do I know you guys? But I'd talk to them on Facebook and stuff like that. And, you know, they asked me when I was coming back, and I didn't post anything about coming back to Iowa. So I don't know if that was what the conversation would have been about. But to me, in my head, what I would have been thinking is, I wish I had more new jokes for these people, for this particular group of people that came. But that being said, I do have lots of new jokes that I'm working in this week, and they're working much differently than they did in Nebraska. I think there's something about a small bar show versus the big comedy club setting when it comes to saying certain words. But, you know, it's all jokes at the end of the day. And I probably just am not that polished at telling this new batch of material. I started thinking, like, what made my old material funny? It wasn't that the material itself was so hilarious. It was just that I got good at telling it. And so I think that's the secret here. But great audiences so far. Wednesday was good. Thursday was fantastic. So if you're listening because you picked up one of the brand new Totally Unrelated podcast magnets off the table or off of the merch stand, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And it's a pleasure to be back in Iowa. This is a very nice hotel. I'm at the Hilton Garden Inn. I'm looking at my room, which has been pretty much trashed. I'm working with John Reap this week. For those that don't know, I think we're going to try to get a cast in. And it's one of those things. He's famous enough that he doesn't need this cast to help his career. It's definitely a favor to me, but he's good friends with Jay, and they've been talking the last couple days too, so maybe Jay can call in when we start that. And yeah, he's a fantastic human being. We hit it off like we were best good friends within minutes of connecting the dots, and been fantastic watching him perform. It just shows me how much is missing from what I am doing compared to what I want to be doing. The deficit is huge. You know, he's been doing it a lot longer, so I don't blame myself too harshly, but it does give me a lot to think about. And he's a storyteller, which is where I see myself moving in terms of joke writing. So interesting to study. And we had a good time Wednesday night. And then last night, overdid it a little bit. I have never drank Rumplemints. Is that what it is? It's 100 proof, clear. Oh, God, I just got nauseous thinking about it. Clear liquor. And, yeah, so we got a chilled shot, a couple people at the bar after the show, and just at the club. It was like a triple shot. It took me three drinks, and each mouthful was like a shot. It was ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with the bartender. I don't know if he thought we wanted a glass of Rumplemints. No, we said shots. It was ridiculous. Anyway, I want to blame it on that, but I had, you know, a couple scotch and sodas before that all started. I don't think I drank anything after that. Oh, yeah, we came back to the hotel, and the hotel bar was kind of jumping, so we had a drink here, too. Anyway, long story short, around 3 o'clock in the morning, I go to take a leak and had the foresight to go ahead and grab the trash can out of the bathroom and bring it next to the bed. And that is how you know you're an adult, because you can read the future. And woke up maybe 5 minutes later, leaning over the edge of the bed very comfortably, and just relieving all of that purging. We'll call it purging, not to be graphic. But went back to sleep, woke up again, more purging, and drinking water as fast as I could purge it, and just feeling like hammered dog shit is the best way I can describe it, until about noon. And then I walked over to the mall, which is walking distance here, went to the Subways, got some supper, excuse me, and walked back, ate half of a foot-long sub, and feeling a little bit more human now. I was listening to Bert Kreischer's podcast. He had Dr. Drew Pinsky on from Loveline and Celebrity Rehab and all that good stuff. A very interesting conversation. A little short, only an hour, but I suggest you go over to the Bertcast and check that out. It's a good episode. And then I also sat down and started watching Joe Rogan live stream with the Frank, what's his name, from, he won Roast Battle, this most recent one, and started watching that live, which is something I've never done before. I've never watched a live podcast, but it's a live stream application on YouTube, which I think I would like to try. I just got a new webcam hooked up to my computer at home, my PC, not my laptop, which is broken. My laptop had a webcam built in, so if I ever Skype, that's what I did it from. But I think that might be the future of the remote cast, the call-in cast that me and Jay do, because we're seldom in the same place these days. Although I've been working every week since January 1st, and then it's about to slow down. It was really kind of front-loaded here for the beginning of the year. And I think in March, I'm only working like 2 full weeks, and maybe the same for April. Is that what comes after March? Yeah. So more stuff can come in, but not likely that it's going to come that short a notice. Probably more of a busy summer again, which I'll take. Because all I can think about these days is, I don't know if I told you guys I went snowboarding. I think I mentioned it in passing, but went snowboarding earlier this year for the first time in like 22 years. And I just have to say, I took to it better than it was. I mean, I was better at it than I was the last time I went skiing and snowboarding. Almost like I had been doing it the whole time, just took to it. And immediately after that, went home, started researching snowboards and boots and stuff. I knew I needed to get my own stuff because the addiction had kicked back in. And so I got my own snowboard, got my own boots, and decided I wanted to try a new binding. I've been about 5-6 times now this year already, and maybe 5 times. And so I got these step-in bindings, which I can get both my boots in and out. Really, you just need the back foot in and out without sitting down, which is kind of the bane of the snowboarder's existence, is sitting down to put your bindings in. And so I got these step-in ones, which I can strap them in while I'm still on the lift. and just ski right off the lift, which is fantastic if you're snowboarding with a skier. The problem is that, like, on my first or second run, I think it was my second run, like, the other night I went and I fell after trying to do kind of an awkward jump. That's another thing. I've been doing a lot of jumps and tricks and stuff like that. I mean, I don't want to blow my own horn, but if you seen my YouTube, or not my YouTube, but my Instagram, you can see me going, doing a little jump. It's not even, it's like in slow motion. It's not that impressive, but proof. In any case, I fell and I hurt my left knee, and it hurt pretty bad at first. I mean, I had to take off my snowboard and use it as a crutch. Now, I thought at the moment, shit, this might be like I need to go in and not snowboard for the rest of the night on my second run. But I did not do that. I did not. I just walked to a lift that was a little bit further away, stayed away from the snowboard park, and put my snowboard back on, got up to the top, and I had some knee pain, but it wasn't debilitating. Didn't keep me. I didn't fall anymore. Let's put it that way. But I also didn't do any more jumps, really. And yeah, that was a scare because even now it still hurts. That was about 4 days ago, and it still hurts. And sometimes it feels like my knee is not stable, almost like when I tore my ACL in my right knee. It doesn't feel that painful. But, you know, when I tore my ACL in my right knee, I was playing soccer. I came out of the game for a few minutes, put ice on it for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, maybe, and then went back into the game and finished the entire game and then played another game. And I kept falling down because my knee was messed up. Now, I would think that if my ACL was blasted out of my left knee, then I would have had a similar experience falling down, but I didn't. I think what it was, to be honest, what hurt my knee was that my bindings were too loose at first. I didn't get because the step-in bindings just naturally are a little bit looser. I don't know if this is boring to you guys, but I'm sitting here rubbing my knee, wincing. Not like I'm not in pain, but I'm just like reliving the whole process of having the ACL surgery. So basically, I think I need to stay off the snow for about a week or two. I need to get in better shape. So we'll do the update on giving up. Clearly, I have not given up drinking at shows. I was doing that pretty much right after I said I wanted to stop doing that. Now, you could be like, oh, you have a problem, Adrian. And maybe I do. I would never discount the possibility that I have some form of alcoholism. Now, that being said, I don't drink. If I don't have shows for 2 weeks, I don't drink for 2 weeks, and I don't think about drinking for 2 weeks, and I don't miss it. In fact, I probably like it more. I don't know what it is that has me not able to not get a drink. I think part of it is a financial thing. Part of our pay is free drinks, and I don't like leaving money on the table. But I don't think that's kind of like saying if rat poison was part of the pay, would you eat that too? Yes, I would. So tonight might be the first night, and since the giving up agenda, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say giving up, I made a list of things that I was going to be giving up in 2017. Not giving up like, you know, in the classic sense, it's sort of a play on words, but I'm just letting things go. So fingernail biting has been, I'm better than I've ever been, but I still pick at my nails, and so they're not as good as I would like them to be. You know, a couple other things. I don't have the list in front of me, but I do know that one of the biggest things that I wanted to accomplish this year was to lay off the drinking as much. And I don't know what it is that has me, when I say I'm going to stop doing something, I tend to go back to it twice as hard. So you can probably hear it in my voice right now. I feel rough, and it's only 2 o'clock here. I think the show's at 7 tonight. So I got some time. I could take a nap. I took a 3-hour nap yesterday. It was glorious. I mean, just glorious. I don't know why I was so tired, but it felt great. I don't think that's going to happen today because I didn't even get out of bed until like 11. So I did walk to the mall. I am pretty proud of that. I'm going to work on some writing today probably, and then make some phone calls talked to some of my friends I ain't talked to in a while. My best good friend, Chris Allen, over in Charlottesville, Virginia. I want to touch base with him. I haven't talked to him in a while. And I got to get home. I'm going to go home on Sunday. And I have, because we only do shows here Wednesday through Saturday, which is kind of nice. Because you get to get home Sunday instead of Monday morning. But then I'm doing a show at the Columbus Funny Bone on Sunday night. So if you are in the area, come out. If you're in Iowa, I still got more shows here this week. Tonight, Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows. And, yeah. And if you're like, well, I wish I had more notice. I need more notice. You know, guys, I'm going to let you know when I'm coming to town, when I'm the headliner. You know, I would want you to come and see this guy, John Reap. I would love you to come see me. But I am just acutely aware that any fans or anybody that appreciates my comedy enough to come and see it is probably related to me and already knows when and where I'm going to be, or you're listening to the podcast or whatever. But I am not in a big rush for people to hear me when I know I'm not as funny as I will be one day. And I think that is an evolution. I think some nights you're funnier than others and some crowds are better than others. But over the course of time, I feel like I'm getting better slowly, you know, progressively, however you want to describe it. It's like a upward trending chart. And I'm at about the middle of that overall chart in my career span. So it's not that I don't want to see people that I know live here, or I don't want to see people that I know live in Richmond or wherever it is I'm going. It's just a matter of me being, you know, when I'm proud of what the product is I'm putting out, and I say that I am proud of the product I put out now. And I know I'll be more proud when I'm the headliner, but I think it's just, I see so many people. So let's get to this. I guess this is the heart of what I'm saying. And I didn't even realize it. I deleted my Facebook account. Now, I didn't delete it. I just deactivated it. And I've done this before. And then I realized, why I had to reactivate it the last time. But it's also like one of those things when I say I'm giving it up, I go back twice as hard. I deleted my account or deactivated my account. And then when I went back to it, I uploaded the app and Messenger app. And I was just eating up all this time messing with these things that I don't even need or like. You know, most of the time I get on Facebook, I end up feeling worse than before I got on it. It's seldom that I get on Facebook and feel better after a 5-minute scan. And I just have so much free time that it's just a waste of time. So deactivated my account. Now I have the same problem that I had last time, which is that all of my apps and things that link directly through Facebook won't work. So that's a problem. And I just realized that my FitnessPal streak will be reset because I think I haven't logged into that since I stopped getting notifications because it logged me out because of my Facebook deactivation. So blah, 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 blah. If you're out there and you're like, I want to deactivate my Facebook account, make sure you go into your apps like Spotify and readjust your password because you cannot get back into those things until you. So I have to go down to the office here, reinstall or re-sign into Facebook if I want to use my Spotify, which I'll probably do after this. Big pain in the ass. But I will say this. I don't miss Facebook at all. So I know this is the right move. I'm still on Instagram. I'm using the Snapchats a little bit. I don't know if I get Snapchat, to be honest, but I like taking pictures, so that's what the hell I do. Basically, Instagram, you know, if you see my Instagram, it's mostly artistic pictures. Occasionally, I'll post something funny, but I try to keep it for the joy of photography, which is just a hobby of mine, not even like, I would say a pastime, what I use to pass the time. Yeah. But Snapchat's much more unfiltered. So almost everything I take a picture of on Snapchat or whatever is like in the moment or something funny, you know, a little more comedic. But I don't have that many people. So add me on Snapchat, JUSTBCOZ, just because. JUSTBCOZ. What else can we talk about? There's this issue I had with my car right before we left, which is another thing that slowed down the cast. In fact, me and Jay had started the cast while I was on my way to the shop. I took it in for an oil change, and they told me my Prius that has 240,000 miles was on its last leg. Now, I took it to this place. I don't know if I should say the name, but it's on Stelzer Road. It's called Tire Discounters. and it's right in front of the Giant Eagle. I don't know if I'm allowed to say those names, but I am because they kind of piss me off. The manager, when I walked in, was having a conversation with somebody, another employee, or not an employee, but a guy who was having his car work done. And I could just kind of tell by the way he was talking that it wasn't a kind of guy that I would get along with. But another gentleman was helping me. He was very, very helpful. And they pulled the car around. They said because I was getting a low oil pressure light, and then they checked the dipstick, they said that it was dry and kind of burnt smelling and kind of had some crud on it, some sludge, they said. So they didn't want to touch it until they talked to me because they may have to drop the oil pan and all this other stuff, might be $400 or whatever. And I was like, okay. But it was like the whole conversation I was having with him was one of, he was trying to convince me not to have it done there or something. I don't know. So I'm like, you're the expert, motherfucker. Like, tell me, what should I do? And he's like, well, I don't know. You know, I don't want to tell you what you should do. I was like, well, it sounds like you're telling me that I shouldn't have this done here where you are. He was like, yes, I would take it to Toyota. So I took it to Toyota, told them, which I shouldn't have said anything, but I did. I told them what Tire Discounter said. And even Toyota at first was a little bit reluctant to, they were like, well, if it's got sludge in the oil pan, then it's been from lack of maintenance. And I was like, listen, I get my oil changes every 10,000 miles. And you can tell just by the fact that I'm in here on a 10,000 mile increment, you know, and I have every single receipt from every single Midas. I've been to Midas every single time for my oil changes. And, unless Toyota did them, I think there may have been one or two that I got done when I was out of town in 240,000 miles. So in any case, they get it back there. They find out that the seal on the top of the engine where you add the oil was missing. And so it was just kind of evaporating or, you know, sludging out of the top or like sloshing out of the top. I don't know. They added the oil. It drove fine. They said they didn't see any other problems and that the car was in great working order. And that obviously I had been maintaining it once they got it under the microscopes and stuff. They gave me two recall updates that updated the engine computer and side curtain airbag safety recall. So the Prius is fine as far as I can tell, unless I get home and it's sitting in a pool of oil underneath the car. Then we'll know it was something different. But that was a huge relief, I guess I can say, even though I wouldn't mind getting a new car. I just didn't want the Prius to have gone out on a thing where I was like, yeah, no, it was great for 240,000 miles and then the engine blew. You know, I didn't want that to be my story with it, even though if that was, I would have told it. But I'm on the Prius forums, you know. I know lots of Prius owners and nobody's ever had a Prius horror story personally that I know. I know they exist. Everyone has a horror story for every car. But the bigger lesson that I got was the whole attitude at Tire Discounters. When I said I could tell that the guy was somebody I wouldn't get along with, it was one of those situations where he, I don't want to say he's a blowhard, because I think I'm, in some regards, I'm a blowhard in the way that I talk, and that I sound like I'm an expert and I'm trying to use very good communication skills when I talk to people, you know. And it's rare that you see somebody who's gifted at communicating working at Tire Discounters. I mean, I don't want to say that they're bad at communicating. I'm just saying, like, he was clearly a salesman of some sort. You know, he had this whole salesman kind of attitude about it. And the real general consensus idea that I got when I got there was like, well, it's, if you don't have an appointment, it could take up to 2 hours or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I fully expect that without an appointment. And they're like, okay. You know, like, just kind of like, do you want the work or not? You know? And I think you get that a lot sometimes where you walk into a place and they would rather just sit there and do nothing than take your order and make some money for the business. And I don't know. I don't want to say that that's everywhere, but you can definitely see it, smell it, taste it when it's happening. And that was sort of what I got when I got to that place. Now, when I went to the Toyota service place, I called first and they were like, what, do you want to make an appointment or just bring it in? And I was like, well, what's faster? And they're like, well, we got a 3 o'clock and a 3:20. And this is like a 2:50. I was like, well, I think it'll probably take me 20 minutes to get there. So let's do 3:20. She was like, okay, we'll see you then. Took my information, drive over there. Everyone's friendly. working at a fever pitch to get people in and out. You know, it's not like it's overly busy, but they're moving. They're doing work. And the gentleman that helped me was very friendly and in and out. I actually picked it up the next morning because I went skiing. So it was one of those things where you could tell. So if I can't go to Midas, and kind of in a way don't want to go to Midas because they're probably the ones that messed up my seal in the first place. But I don't know. It was only a difference of about $20 between Midas. It was like $50 or $70. And I think I paid $22 for the cap, for the new cap with the seal. So, yeah, whatever. Take care of your cars. Take care of yourself. You know, live that healthy lifestyle. This feels more like a journal, a personal journal, like I'm writing in a book right now, just going through my thoughts, than it does a podcast, because I'm so used to talking to Jay or somebody else through this whole podcast process. But I will say that it's been a good run, you know, a good exercise. I feel like with the podcast, it's sort of like stand-up comedy, in that you have to have done it for, I don't know. I don't really know, because the podcast is weird. I've been doing it every week at least. I'd say I average one a week, except for the big breaks that I took when I was, I guess, depressed and wasn't doing them. About 100. I'd say you have to go on stage at least 100 times before you know anything about comedy. And you may, even after 100, you may still not know anything about comedy, or you might know everything you needed to know, or at least think you needed to know, after 10 times on stage. But I think after 100 shows through 100 different places or 100 different crowds or whatever it is, you start to understand the nuance, mostly the large graph between good and bad, or success and not success. And I think that's the same with the podcast. I think I need to do 100 episodes before I really understand where the direction it's going to go, how the future is going to look, or whatever. But I am enjoying it. And I think I enjoy the necessity of having something I have to do every week, regardless of if I feel like doing it or I don't feel like doing it. And I also don't want to just do it just for the simple fact to be doing it. Like, I don't want to put out a bad episode. Like, this episode that we're recording right now might not ever air, just for the simple fact that it's only 27 minutes in, and I don't feel like I'm really getting the magic. But I am doing it as an exercise for myself and for you. Hopefully you are exercising. 1 and 2 and 3. And see, I can assist while you're working out. If you're running, if you started this while you're running, then you should be going on about mile 2.5 right now is what I'm guessing. Unless you're a really fast runner, in which case you've just passed 3.5 miles. And you're probably going on a 5-mile run. So if if I crap out before you do, then just go listen to Bert's podcast or listen to an older episode. That's another thing I have. I wonder how many people go back for the deep dive on these. You know what I mean? Like, if this episode's not what you're looking for, go back and listen to another episode. I wonder how many people have listened to every episode, because the stats that I get are, I can't tell who you guys are. I can just tell which episodes you've listened to and when you're listening to them. Not necessarily like, oh, someone's listening to my podcast right now. But like, if you listened to episode 57 yesterday, I can go back and see that somebody listened to episode 57 yesterday, or that 4 people did, or whatever. So those stats are interesting, but they just make you want to look at more stats. And so lately I haven't even been looking at the stats other than total downloads, because I can't avoid seeing that number every time I log into this app. So, and I use this app, the Podbean app, to listen to all my podcasts. And if you've been having trouble with the Podbean app, delete it and then re-download it. I was having trouble where it would stop playing podcasts, whether I was streaming them or had them downloaded, at about 30 or 40 minutes. It was never the same, but it would just stop, and then it wouldn't restart unless I started listening to another podcast and then went back to that podcast. So I looked that up online, and it was like, delete the app and reinstall it. So I did that, haven't had a problem since. So if you've had that problem, I invite you to do that. Walking Dead is back on, and here's something that's interesting. I started watching it, but not that night it came on. I was traveling. I'd been driving 19 hours, and slept most the next day too. So I didn't watch it on Monday or Tuesday. Then I started watching it, I think, Wednesday morning. And I only got... Excuse me. I hope that didn't blow out your eardrums. Sneezing. I only watched about 30 minutes of it. I wasn't really that into it. And I don't know if it's that I got out of it or whatever, but I just kind of was like, eh, I'll watch this later. But it's one of those shows that, like, I would watch with intensity, you know, as soon as they air. So maybe I'll start watching this newest episode from the beginning before the next episode airs. Or, this would be interesting, if I could go the whole season without watching any of it and then go back and binge watch it all. That would be the best, because I would much rather enjoy it. That show is ruined by commercials. Is that strong language? It's not ruined at all. It's just that the commercial breaks take so much away from it if you've ever watched it in the binge format. And I think that's true for Mad Men too, which I watched in the binge format. It's almost like you can't even see the commercial breaks watching Mad Men. It seems like a movie. Other shows, you can tell it's a hard break coming up for commercial, and then they come back from commercial and recap what just happened before the commercial. Ugh. Commercials. And that's another thing. I can't stand commercials anymore. I turn the volume down. I feel like I grew up with a friend who had, well, I mean, my parents were hippies, but his parents were like actively being hippies when we grew up. My parents had kind of grown out of it. Not that that's a good thing or a bad thing. I really respected his parents. But they would make us sit far away from the TV because of radiation, and it was a small black and white TV, and they made us turn down the TV for commercials. We were only allowed to watch cartoons, and we had to turn down the TV for commercials. The one thing that I thought was so funny was that his dad loved to watch golf on TV, and he was a total hippie, but he loved to watch golf. And the story behind that was that he just liked the scenic, you know, the scenery of the golf, not the game or whatever. And I was like, nah, man, nobody's watching golf for the scenery. That's like buying Playboy for the articles. I was like, it's okay to like golf just because you're a hippie. And this dude was like a true hippie because he got drafted and didn't go. But he also didn't run. You know, he went to prison for a short time, I think, as a conscientious objector, which to me was like, yeah, that's the respectable. I mean, like, if you were really against it, you could run or you could hide or whatever. But like, he was like, no, I'll take my time. And I was like, I just respected that. Now, I don't, if I was drafted, I would probably go. But I don't know that I could speak for anybody else on what it was like to get drafted for Vietnam, because, you know, after the history came down and it was just a terrible war that we didn't even need to be in, I think it should have been, it could have been more of a populist uprising against war. Not that I'm saying we should all rise up against war or anything. I don't know how you've been feeling since the election, but this is totally unrelated, so that's not the type of shit we talk about here. But I gave up the news. That's one thing I've been holding steady to. Now, I will occasionally watch Your World in 90 seconds from CBS. If I wake up and I see it's like 6:58, then I'll turn on CBS News and they kind of recap what's going on around the world in 90 seconds. And then I turn it off. And that's about all I can take. And it's not a matter of being any less informed. I mean, I am, but it's on the stupidest shit. Right? Because everything else you just hear about. I either hear about it from a podcast, and I don't listen to any news podcasts. I just hear people talking about it, or somebody just is talking about it at the club or, you know, wherever. It's like I don't feel like I'm missing anything, and I might be missing everything. You might be like, there was an assassination attempt. Yeah, I feel like I would hear about that. The one thing that I missed, and I was so mad that it caught up to me, was the Cash Me Outside girl. How about that? I didn't know what that was. People were talking about it at the club, and I was just like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's funny. What the fuck are they talking about? And then, like, I was at my buddy Jer's house, and he was watching it. But, like, not – he doesn't watch TV. He watches, like, video clips. You know, it's just, his TV is his giant computer monitor. it's a TV, but he uses it as a computer monitor, and you know, doesn't fuck with cable. Just has all the, you know, YouTubes and stuff like that, Netflixes, Hulus, Pirate Bays, whatever it is. Anyway, he was watching that, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. And but I realized, like, good for me for being able to be so far behind on that or not know anything about it. But then I saw it, and I was like, this is just horrible. But Dr. Phil, a highly intelligent man doing highly exploitative television, is something I can't reconcile, and I don't watch it. So I guess I don't have to worry about it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. That's what my mammy always told me. Well, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I think if you are still running, you've just passed the 4-mile mark, 4.2 to be exact. And thank you for listening to my personal journal episode. I might call this episode Snowboard, but spell board like bored with nothing to do. Or maybe I'll call it Rumplements, because I just purged my thoughts the way I purged all of the liquid in my body this morning. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I think it's really time to reconsider this whole drinking thing. I know I could never keep up with Jay, and I never tried, but the one thing that I did last night was shots, and that's something I never do unless I'm with Jay. And then we're doing shots of Fireball, which is kind of like doing shots of a mixed drink. It's lower alcohol. This Rumplements was 100 proof. And I think that had something to do with it, with the curtain call. Plus, I haven't been eating very well. I mean, I've been eating enough, I think, but and yesterday I did eat pretty good. But then I got to the club and had a grilled cheese, and I should not have done that. So I think I'm going to lay off the drinking tonight, at least until after the show, because my stomach still hurts, and I owe it to myself to not drink at work anymore. You know, because if I said that to anybody else in any other industry, and they're like, yeah, well, we, you know, we get to work, and then we have a couple drinks before we really start, and then I might have a drink once I'm, I'll take a drink with me, you know, while I'm actually doing my work. It's like, it's not the wrong thing to drink at a comedy club if you're a comedian. It's just something I probably shouldn't be doing. I'm not that good, and I'm not that good of a drinker, and I don't even like drinking that much. That's what I really don't understand. I don't know why I'm doing it. I mean, I like the taste of scotch and soda, I guess. I don't know. That's weird. I do feel a little more social, but then I also feel a little bit like if I start slurring my words or spitting, which is something I noticed when I had too much to drink, like my mouth is watering more. And so when I'm talking into the microphone and I'm making hard T's and pss, I see, like, spit fly, and if I see it, then I feel like everybody else sees it, which they probably don't unless they're sitting very close, because I don't see it on any other comics when I'm watching them, and they're surely doing it too at times. But, yeah, it just grosses me out, and I don't want to be that guy. And I think that's enough reason. It's weird. I don't know why I've been drinking so much. And I'm not trying to ease any pain. I'm not nervous. I mean, I'm nervous, but not like, I had a beer at lunch the other day when I was in the airport, and that was weird because as soon as I got on the plane, I felt like I wanted to take a nap, but it was good. I mean, like, it was a beer, a burger in the airport for lunch, layover in Chicago. It was just nice. But then I got on the flight, and these seats are so small now, man. I sat down. I am not. Like, it was my hip bones. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 6'3", 220, and my hip bones just, like, were pressed up against the seat sides. And it's just like, and it looked like a newer plane, too. I mean, like, had the headrest monitors, which is like, how long is that going to last before they just go all Wi-Fi? Who wants to hook with that shit? But anyway, I digress. The beer and the burger in the airport is a staple of the traveler, and I hadn't done that in a long time. But then I wanted to take a nap once I got on the plane, and the lady that I was flying with wanted to talk, a little bit, I could tell, but I had my headphones on, and so at a certain point, I just kind of got the energy that it was time to talk to the person sitting next to me. The drink cart was coming, you know, that energy. And so I took my headphones off, and then we ended up talking for the rest of the flight, and got a couple giggles out of her, which basically was probably why I didn't have the best set on Wednesday night, because I'd already worked out my demons. I found that sometimes where I'd be so excited to get on stage or to be funny, I've been off stage for a while or whatever, and then I'm hanging out with the comics before the show, and I don't run out of gas, but it's almost like an adrenaline dump happens because I'm so happy to be back at it. And then I get up on stage and I'm not as needy, or I'm not performing at the same level because I just got a huge dopamine rush in the green room. So yesterday I did nothing, talked to no one all day basically, and they went up on stage and straight murdered. I don't know if I could say it was straight murdered, but it was a good set and I was happy with it, and John Reap thought it was funny, and that was the biggest compliment I could take from the weekend so far. Thus farther. Penny farthing. You know what a penny farthing is? It's that giant bicycle with the big wheel in the front and the tiny wheel in the back that you have to get on with like a ladder or like climb a tree or some shit. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. If it's not, leave something in the comments. Shout out to Jesse Hagberg. I didn't know that. I wasn't reading the comments because I can't. It's weird the way this app works. So if you comment on Facebook, a Facebook link for this, I can see that for some reason. But if you comment on the Podbean app, I'll have to be in the app to read all those comments. So I logged in today and I saw a bunch of comments from Laura and Jesse and all of the Lauras, really, let's be honest. Thank you guys for all of your comments. I knew some of them were there, but I hadn't seen some of the more recent ones. So thank you. Please leave a comment. Please follow. Please like. Please share. This is what's weird about this whole podcast thing and why I don't really feel like I'm going to be missing Facebook. I don't know if the Totally Unrelated page is deactivated now that I deactivated my Facebook. I think it should still be active because Jay is a moderator, and so it should just be his page now. And I will be maintaining that. I just need to figure out how I'm going to back out of my original Facebook. I'm probably just going to delete the page that I have or unfriend everybody except for like my mom and sisters. Like I got one, I got two, no brag, but yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, and just use it for the Totally Unrelated page, which will still give me access to wasting time through Facebook. But if I'm not friends with anybody, I shouldn't see anything in my feed. The only thing I'll see is the Totally Unrelated stuff. So just trying to sanitize my brain, people. I'm trying to be happy as much as possible, and I feel like social media is not something that makes me happy, at least not that type of social media. I am toying with Twitter a little bit more now, but I feel like I need to do the same thing because my Twitter, like, I don't even know who half the people on my Twitter are. Like, if you follow me, I'd follow you, and then I get all these news links and stuff, and maybe that's where I'm hearing about news stuff. But if you're posting a picture of Donald Trump and it's not a meme, you're getting unfollowed on my Twitter. That's always been I've never been on Twitter for politics. So when I say I'm playing with it, I think I've made 3 posts in the last 2 weeks. So I know it's something I'll have to engage with if I want some feedback from it, but it's not like I'm looking to delve into something to replace the time I was spending on Facebook. I'm really not. I'd rather have that be real interactions with real people in real world than seeing everybody's highlight reel of the best times of their lives, which I'm glad it exists. If you are enjoying your Facebook experience, I am jealous of you because I think at one point I did enjoy my Facebook experience. And then as Facebook changed, as I changed, as people changed the way they used it, and I think we're still in the infancy of it, you know, if in 100 years Facebook still exists, we'll be like, man, can you believe what Facebook used to be? So that's just that. I'm not saying you should delete it or not or do anything, but what you should do is listen to more podcasts, especially Totally Unrelated, and any of the podcasts that I promote. Listen to Chris Allen's Negro Please Radio. It's NPR for short. Always entertaining. And Irish I Was Laughing Radio, with Dan Dean and Wendy Ferguson. And Wendy's on tour right now with her midget wrestling friends. And I don't know if that's what they call it, but that's what it is. It's little people wrestling. And she is really coming into her stride as a comedian, and I'm very proud of her. And Dan Dean is about to get deployed, so put him on the prayer. Dan Dean, you're on the prayer list. Put him on the prayer list. Him getting deployed, him going to Iraq, him got a wiener, him ain't scared. We're going to miss you, Dan, and I tried to get you a show, but you's going to be in training. So, best of luck to Dan. Be safe out there, Wendy. And any questions, comments, or concerns, call the Totally Unrelated hotline or drop a comment, send me an email, whatever it is that you do to contact us, do it, and we'll talk about it on the air. In the meantime, best wishes to our good friend Jay Snyder, who is having a sad week, and best wishes to all of you guys. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to this long, if you've listened to this full episode, just know I consider you one of my best friends, because who would do that? You know, who does that? I listen to my podcast, the ones that I'm fans of. I listen to them to the very end, and I feel like I am best friends with those people because of how revealing they are with their lives and their subject matter. I'm definitely guarded in some areas, but I try to share as much as I can. I try to give as much away as I can for free in 2017. And if you're listening to these full episodes to the end, just know we're good friends, and you can ask me anything. Love you guys. Take care. Stay unrelated.